Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me here in studio is Kent Teesey. He is a vice president at MinStar Bank, and he's also involved in farm management. It's great to have you here.
Well, great to be here.
The president of the United States promised he would rework the NAFTA trade agreement. What's the impact on rural Minnesota with this renegotiation process?
Well, I think first we got to start out on what NAFTA is.
Sure.
North American Free Trade Agreement. It's a trilateral trade agreement between the United States, Canada, and Mexico that was set up back in 1994. What the trade agreement means is there's really free trade between the three countries without added tariffs. You know, I think some of the concern that President Trump and some others have had is mainly related to the steel industry, auto industry, some of those products. But for agriculture during that time period, that free trade has really worked out great. We trade about $20 billion a year in ag products with Canada and $18 billion with Mexico. In the last 23 years, our total trade with the two countries was less than $9 billion. Now, like I said, it's over $38 billion. So it's huge. And trade results in jobs. It doesn't, you know, obviously products like soybeans, corn, pork, dairy, beef are huge. Mexico and Canada are among our bigger countries. The only other country that's our top three trade countries on ag products besides those two is China. And that's huge with soybeans, but most of the other products rely on these other two countries. So when the president starts threatening, let's pull out of NAFTA, that could have a huge economic impact on the agriculture industry and ultimately on jobs and the ag industry.
Yeah, it's kind of a domino effect in a way because of all the things being interconnected.
Yeah, they estimate some of the ag organizations have done some estimates that leaving NAFTA could cause 50,000 jobs in the food and agriculture industry and a reduction of $13 billion in gross domestic product. And Iowa State did a study, and they said that they figure it'd have about a $1.5 billion effect on the pork industry and lose 40% of the pork export volume, and that would be huge. And Farm Bureau looked at individual states, and they figured both Minnesota and Iowa are right at 48-49% of our exports are with Canada and Mexico. So it would hit the upper Midwest extremely hard if that happened, more so than the two coasts. The Midwest would really take the brunt of that if we suddenly withdraw from NAFTA. Now, hopefully that doesn't happen. Hopefully calmer minds are able to sort this out. They just finished another round of negotiations, but there's some real tough, sticky issues yet that they got to work through if we're going to come up with a renegotiated NAFTA agreement.
Kent Teesey, he's vice president at MidStar Bank and also in farm management. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.